Masechet Shavuot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. Before we elaborate more on all of the halachot that come with swearing, the Mishnayot will take a brief pause and talk about a person entering the Bet HaMikdash while he was Tameh, or eating Korbanot, eating Kodashim while he was Tameh as well. The Mishnah will talk about it for this Perek and the next Perek as well. In general, a person could only bring a Korban that would atone for his Averah if the Avera was done unintentionally, if he did it by mistake. We'll talk about two different korbanot that a person would bring, or two different types of korbanot that would happen for two different situations of him unintentionally violating these mitzvot. Mishnah says, Kol sheyesh ba yedi'a batehila, ve'yedi'a basof, ve'he'alem bintayim. If there was a situation where a person, he knew that he was tameh before he sinned, he knew he was tameh after he sinned, but while he was actually sinning, the time of the avera, he forgot, and then he either went into the Beit HaMikdash during that time, or he ate from a holy food of the Beit HaMikdash during that time. He ate a korban, for example, and then afterwards, again, after he finished everything, he realized that he couldn't have done that. He was tameh when he did it. Hareze be'ole ve'ored. He's obligated to bring a korban ole ve'ored, a certain type of hatat offering as a kapara for his sin. In an ole v'yored, the price changes depending on what the person could afford. If he was wealthy, for example, he would bring a female sheep or a goat as a hatat. If he was poor, he would bring two birds. One would be a hatat, one would be an ola. If he was super poor, he would only bring a mincha, a flower offering. Another type of situation, yesh ba yedi abat dehila ve'en ba yedi abasof. If he knew that he was tameh before the sin, but after the sin, he did not know that he was tameh, and obviously also, he didn't know about the tum'ah while he was doing the sin, so he can't really bring a korban at that point, because he doesn't even realize that he was tameh. So he says, sa'ir hana'ase bifnim ve'yom ha'kipurim, toleh. What happens to this person is the Seir Lashem that's brought, the goat that's brought on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol, together with the Yom Kippur itself, Itzumo Shel Yom, the actual day of Yom Kippur, has a certain feeling of atonement that it gives to a person. Both of these suspend the punishment. They're toleh. They suspend the punishment this person is supposed to get. Ad shivadalo v'yavi be'ole v'yored. Until eventually he realizes that he made a sin. Hopefully he could backtrack and trace his steps and realize, you know what? I have to bring a korban. I actually was tameh at that time. And at that point he would have the proper kapara that he would need.